Gus Van Sant is best known for his films Drugstore Cowboy and Good Will Hunting. His new film, Elephant, was inspired by the shootings at Columbine High School in 1999 and uses a largely non-professional cast of teenagers who improvise their own lines. Elephant won the top prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Fresh Air film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Elephant is an attempt by director Gus Van Sant to make sense of the senseless, while at the same time trying not to shape it too much, to be true to that senselessness. It's not drama, it's not documentary, it's not docudrama, it's a sort of free-floating meditation on Columbine. It's tightly controlled, yet it's purposely vague. It puts you right in the moment with the victims and the killers, yet it also doubles back on itself, making leaps in time, as if to deconstruct one hellish day. The movie is essentially a series of meandering takes, with the camera stationed behind the heads of kids walking through or around their high school, which is not Columbine. The film was shot in Portland, Oregon. The same scenes are seen from different perspectives, not to suggest that each person's reality is different, as in Rashomon, but to increase your empathy for kids who don't know what's coming. We begin with John, played by John McFarland. Actually, all these actors use their real first names, who's a laid-back stoner type with an alcoholic dad who drops him off at school in the movie's opening. The dad is played by Timothy Bottoms, lately famous for playing George W. Bush. Is he meant to evoke Bush as a sort of drunkenly reckless pilot of this ship of state, or am I projecting? At times, Elephant seems intended as a giant Rorschach blot. Our tendency to project things on other people, that theme is right in the film. John greets Elias, a photographer who spends time in a dark room, perhaps so we can think about all we see or can't see in photographic images. Sometimes we're with an attractive couple, sometimes a trio of popular girls as they argue over a trip to the mall and make their ritual excursion to the girls' room to vomit up their lunch. Sometimes we're with Michelle, a plain, slightly overweight girl who won't wear shorts in gym class, sadly alienated from her peers and her own body. And sometimes we're with Alex and Eric, the outcasts who finally show up at the school with duffel bags full of automatic weapons, ammunition, and explosives. These mundane comings and goings have more weight because we know what's coming. We watch with knots in our stomach and listen for the first cock of a rifle. Normally I'd play a clip here, but no single piece of audio comes near to evoking this movie. You have to imagine characters walking down long corridors, the soundtrack a vague hubbub, with echoes of voices and locker doors opening and closing. Clouds scud by, first puffy, then dark. Sometimes we hear water or birds, sometimes Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. One killer picks out Fur Elise on the piano, while the other plays a violent video game. Is video destroying our youth, or Beethoven, or neither? The classical music does suggest a higher order in the universe, but it's played in the end over a scene in which one of the killers corners a young couple and decides which to shoot by saying, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo." The violence when it comes is terrible, more obscene in its randomness than anything I could imagine in a movie. Elephant hurts you in ways you don't see coming. But to what end? Van Sant has cited the Verite documentaries of Frederick Wiseman as a model, but Wiseman's subjects have moments of transparency and radiance, and these characters are inarticulate and closed down. This is a reductive movie, and a needlessly cryptic one. Even its title is cryptic, which is ironic, since it's meant as a reference to the joke about the elephant in the room, that huge thing that everyone is insanely ignoring. Van Sant is trying to do a lot of contradictory, or maybe I should say dialectical, things. And my response was dialectical, too. I admired the hell out of his ambition and his determination to invent a new language for a new kind of horror. Yet at times I wanted to throttle him for being so cool, so dissociated, such an aesthete. Some critics have hailed Elephant as a masterpiece, others an obscenity. I think it's a tantalizing collage. You need to complete it in your head, but whether that movie bears any resemblance to the one Van Sant intended is anyone's guess.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Sharrock directs the show. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. I'm Terry Gross.